Okay, I am going to ask Sister Mildred to go forth at this time. I know you're not, it's not your turn, but I was given our first prayer lead a minute to join us, and
Okay.
she hasn't come in yet. So if you can give me another second, I will give her just another minute or two to join us. If she doesn't join us, then we'll go forth now. Okay, people of God, I'm not going to prolong it. You can go forth, Sister Mildred. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning. My prayer is about salvation. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we lift you up, for there is none like you, O God. We bless your holy name on this morning. We bless you for being holy and for being pure and being faithful to us, Father. Father, we need you. We thank you this morning for dying on the cross for our sins. By faith, we open the door of our life and our hearts to receive you as our Lord and our Savior. Please forgive us of our sins. We thank you for your grace and for giving us eternal life. We ask that you take control of the decisions we make in our lives and deliver us from the things that we do that against your will for our life. Father, we are all guilty of some sort of sin in our life, but we thank you for the cross, Father. We thank you for your grace of salvation. We are all guilty of sin, Father, sins of pride, sins of greed, sins of lust, envy, sins of wrath, sloth, lying, covetousness, sins of our own attitude, sins of our ways, sins of neglect, O God. Father, but we pray, God, as we lay our sins down to you on this morning, as we lay our burdens down to you on this morning, we ask that you deliver us, O God, deliver us, O God. Deliver us from the things that's unlike you, O God. Deliver us from the ways that's in our life that don't represent you or glorify you, Father. Our desire is to be right with you. Our desire is to be right with you, Father. You are perfect and you are faithful. But our heart's desire is to serve your will and your purpose for our life. And we thank you for your faithfulness. And we ask you to get your glory out of us, oh God. We ask you to get your glory, Father. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved, Father. And, Father, we believe with our hearts and we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and our Savior over our lives. And when we release ourselves to you on this morning, Father, we are the clay, thou art our potter. We all are the works of thy hand, Father. We call on you this morning for our salvation. Whosoever should call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we call on you this morning. We call on you, Father, with inner sins, God, sins of the thought, sins of the mind, Father. We call on you, Father, that ways, that sins of our ways, oh God. We call on you this morning. By faith we receive the grace, the gift of salvation. And we trust you, Father, as our Lord and Savior. We trust you, Father, that we may have life more abundantly. And we give you praise and honor on this morning, for we are asking that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rise up in us as we pray to the true and living God on this morning. We are children of the Almighty God, the wondrous worker, the King of all kings, the Redeemer, the one who says, let there be and there it was, the Good Shepherd. Father, you are ours and we are yours, and we receive your Holy Spirit on this morning, who promised never to leave us or never to forsake us. Give us the desires of our hearts, the desires that you desire for us, O God. Our Bible says, in you we have our being, in you we are made new. All things are passed away, O God, and behold, we are made new, Father, and we trust you this morning. Help us to become the person you want us to be. Father, we are your children, and let us continue to experience your friendship, your peace, your freedom, your blessing, your power to live a life free of sin. In you, we see a special purpose for our lives, Father, and we are grateful this morning. Fill our lives with your presence. Let us lean to your love. Let us lean to your joy. Let us lean to your understanding and your obedience. Let us lean to glorify you, O God, because you are faithful, Father. We thank you for bearing our sins and giving us the gift of eternal life. Father, creating us a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit in us, O God. Restore us to the joy of our salvation, God, and grant us a willing spirit to sustain us, Father. We are grateful, Father, that you have promised to receive us in spite of our sins and our failures, O God. We're thankful for your assurance that you're with us through the valley of the shadow of death, O God, and how great you are. Your presence provides for us. It comforts us. It protects us and it guides us, Father. We're grateful for your mercy and grace being a gift that you offer through your unconditional love. We're thankful, Father, and we bless your holy name on this morning. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which we must be saved. Jesus Christ, he is Lord. He is our Father, and he is our salvation. And we trust you this morning, O God. We give you glory, Father. We thank you for Jesus, for salvation, God. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you for being our peace. And we thank you for showing us light in the darkest hours of our life. Jesus, you are the way we reach the Father, Father. You are the way that we reach him, Father. You are the way. You are the truth, the source of absolute truth. And you are the life. You give us eternal life. And we bless this morning. We're thankful this morning. We're thankful and grateful. You know how to reach us where we are. You know how to reach us where we at in our mind. And you know how to reach our hearts, oh God. And we're blessed and we're thankful this morning. We thank you for restoration. Father, salvation is all about your grace. And we thank you for knowing your grace is sufficient. Father, we can't save ourselves. We need you. We need your spirit. We need your love. We need your forgiveness. We thank you for your repentance, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for being faithful to us, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father. We need your faithfulness, and we need you, Father. We bless your name on this morning. We bless you for how gracious you've been. We bless you for how good you've been to us, and we bless you for how gentle you are to us and how compassionate you are to us. We bless you for your worthiness, oh God. We bless you for just who you are in our life and the strength that you've given us, oh God, to live our life. Father, we pray that you help us to be faithful. Help us to keep your promise. Help us to be honest. Help us to be strong in tough times, oh God. Help us to be right in your sight. Help us to love and care for others. Help us to have a dedicated spirit, God, and a dedicated heart to your word and your will for our lives. We bless you and we lift you up on this morning, and we thank you for your grace of salvation, oh God. We thank you for the cross this morning, Father. We thank you for seeing our sins in the womb of our mother, oh God. We thank you this morning, God, because you've been faithful to us and you've been good to us, and we thank you for lying obedience in our heart, God. We thank you for allowing Jesus to show us loyalty and obedience, oh God. We thank you for knowing forgiveness, oh God. We're grateful this morning that knowing that you've been good to us, oh God. Help us to surrender our ways to you. Father, help us to surrender our thoughts to you, God. Help us to surrender our ways and our thoughts to you, God. We're blessed this morning knowing that you are our God and we are your people. Father, we give thanks to you in all things. We give thanks to you in everything. We pray for the fulfillment of your will in all things in our lives, oh God. We bless you and we praise you this morning. We thank you for knowing that you will keep our mind at perfect peace. We thank you for providing a way for escape from temptation, oh God. We thank you this morning knowing that you will put our flesh under subjection, oh God. We thank you and we praise you this morning because you are good. We thank you, Father, for just words of encouragement in your word, words of strength in your word, words of willingness in your word. We thank you, Father, for your word that convicts our hearts, oh God. You're grateful, and we thank you, Father. You're faithful, and you are obedient. We thank you, Father, for your purity and your holiness, and you've been good to us, and you've been good in our lives. And we give you praise this morning, and we thank you again for the grace and the gift of salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I'd like to turn it back over to the host.
Well, amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred. The Lord is good. Thank you for that prayer on salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, our first prayer, well, thank you again for taking the place of our first prayer lead. But our first prayer lead is not available right now. And I was wondering if somebody can step in, if somebody can step in and pray at this time. If you can, just say, I can.
I can.
Say your name. Okay. Oh, thanks, Minister. I'm going to mute the line and open you up.
Amen, amen.
Okay. There you go, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God this morning for another day to worship and praise his most holy name, for he is worthy of all of our prayers. I thank everyone for being on the prayer line this morning, touching and agreeing with me in the name of Jesus. Hey, just come on in. Stir us up this morning, Lord Jesus. Fill us with your spirit, your love, your grace, your mercy, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, Lord, to represent you once again, Lord Jesus, to go forth in your name, Lord, to claim your victory, Lord. We ask that you have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done mightily in our lives, Lord, amongst our family members. Let them see us worship you, Lord. Let them see us worship and magnify you, Lord. Let them want to have what we have in our hearts. Let them want to have the joy that we have in our hearts, the peace that passes all understanding, Lord Jesus. Help us to carry your torch, Lord, to this dying world, Lord. Lord, help us to drink from the well of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're drinking from your well this morning, Lord Jesus. And we can be satisfied in you. No matter whatever we're going through, Lord, you are supplying all of our needs, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. Lord, help the prayer leads, Lord, those that are going forth, those that are going through right now. We don't know, Lord Jesus, the attack that the enemy is coming against your people, Lord. Well, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now. Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you move miraculously, Lord. You are still a miracle-working God today, and we believe in your miracle power in our lives, Lord. Thank you for sending us forth, Lord. Thank you for giving us the authority to operate in the supernatural this morning, Lord. Lord, we just ask, Lord Jesus, that you watch over our children. Protect them, Jesus, from any harm, any danger, Lord. Put your angels around them, Lord, as they go to schools, Lord Jesus. Don't let anything come against them, Lord Jesus, that's going to harm them, Lord. Put the right people around them. Put the right influences in them, Lord. And help us to teach them, Lord, how to serve you, how to give to you, how to take care of your people, Lord. How to take care of the prophet, Lord Jesus, that's in our lives, Lord. Don't forget the Levites, Lord Jesus. Don't forget to give, Lord, and pay our tithes, Lord Jesus. Let our children see us give to the work. Let them see us, Lord. Let them see us be a right example to them, Lord. Let them see what we do in the church. We're doing the same thing outside of the church, Lord. Let us be integrous, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us watch over our words, Lord. Guard our minds, Lord Jesus. Let us put the helmet of salvation on us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you've given our bishop, Lord. He's doing a good work, Lord. Let him stay on the wall. He don't have to come down. Help us to push him up, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you pray. We pray for the host, our pastor, Lenore, Lord. We pray for Mother Clark. We pray for her and her healing and her body, Lord. Whatever's going on, Lord Jesus, continue to restore, replenish, give her what she needs, Lord Jesus. We pray for all the mothers in the church, Lord Jesus. We ask your hand of protection on them, Lord. I ask for a precious prayer for Mother Goodman, who fell and hit her head and her hip. I've got to call and check on her today, Lord. Let us call and check on Mother Goodman today. See how she's doing, Lord. She put her on my heart this morning, Lord. She was moving kind of gingerly at the service, Lord. So we want to let her know that we care about her. So let us, those that have the number, Lord, call on her and see how she's doing today. Let her know that we love her. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay tied to the post until we're loosed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We pray for all the pastors everywhere, all over the world, Lord Jesus, that's doing a work for you. Those that are laboring, Lord Jesus. Those that are standing, Lord Jesus. We ask you to help them, Lord Jesus, whatever they're up against, Lord, whatever enemy is coming against them, Lord, whatever backbiting, whatever criticisms that they have to endure, Lord Jesus, comfort them, Lord Jesus. Minister to their spirits, Lord. Help them to encourage themselves if they have to, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity today, Lord, to pray, to intercede, Lord. But we know that you are the high priest, Lord Jesus. And you know what's going on in each and every one of our lives, Lord. And you said all we have to do is come up to you, Lord. You will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we can drink from the well of life. That's the word for me today. Drinking from the well of life. It will make you satisfied. All you have to do is just dip into it. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me, Lord, to come into the well. Come to the well of life this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord, for how your word is going forth all over the world, Lord, for how you're ministering to your people, Lord, how you're keeping your promise to us, Lord Jesus. You're making it happen, Lord. You're opening up doors, Lord. You're giving us the hope that we need to go forth today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that's leading and guiding us into all truth, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you for keeping us a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness, Lord. We just thank you this morning. We praise your name this morning. We lift you up this morning. We say thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Andre, for that prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. People of God, we are looking for prayer leads. If you know anyone that is interested in praying, we're asking that you have them call the church at 216-475-6327. Again, if you know anyone that's wanting to pray and lead us, have them call 216-475-6327. We'll make sure they're equipped and ready on their time. All right? I do want to encourage you all to, again, put in your prayer requests, put in your GPS. Your GPS is a 1 minute or less video or audio of how good God has been to you. It's just a testimony. You know, God has done some amazing things in all of our lives. And so this is when you can share it with the world. We'll make sure it gets out there. We'll make sure that people are ministered to by your GPS, guiding people to salvation. All right? So let's make sure that we're doing our part. Again, go to ekcministries.org. That's where you can place your GPS and your prayer requests on there. We're praying every morning at 8 o'clock, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And we want to agree in prayer with you. So you can put your prayer requests right there on our prayer line. Every morning we're here praying, seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. All right, I'm going to open the floor up to our own Pastor Buckner.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We greet you. We thank God for the people of God that have went forth praying, Sister Mildred and Minister Andre, and thank God for Pastor Lenore hosting. Thank God for this wonderful weekend we had at the a celebration of 35 years of ministry, and we thank God for everyone who attended. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. We appreciate it. So good to see everyone. Oh, man, I didn't get a chance to get around and touch everyone. I wanted to touch everyone, and just it was just wonderful, man. It was just wonderful. Good time to celebrate. And we remember that the words that Overseer Terry Clark was teaching, those who rule well, they're worthy of double honor. And we thank God for all the gifts that came in. They're still coming in. There are gifts coming, still coming in. I got some more to put on that. I got to put some more on that body, on that head, because I'm grateful and I understand that God was speaking to me personally about where much is given, much is required, son. And so I am very appreciative of this ministry, very appreciative of Bishop and Pastor Lenore. Very, very, I can't even, oh, Lord, here, I'm trying to get through here. But God is good and God is faithful and God is kind in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding that there's been an attack against the mothers. The devil would have, he know better than to mess with any of my mothers. I don't like that. I don't like that, devil. Mother Clark, we're praying for you. We understand that we did get a report that, well, my last report was you're doing better, but we want you totally healed in the name of Jesus. And we believe God. We know God has, we know in past you have been through things and you have come out on the victorious side. And we believe in God that you will get it again, total healing. We praying for Mother Goodman also. I just found out and we're going to keep on praying for you, Mother, and just wrapping our arms around our people. And I'm coming from Romans 12, and that this might help me, but this might help you too. But the thing is that we pray for one another. We lean on one another. We carry one another's burdens. We help one another carry their cross. My God, in the name of Jesus, no one in the body will go in a fight alone. Not as long as I'm here. No one. Grandma used to say, you come home and you done got beat up down the street, you take your cousin and a stick. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone. But you better not come in here. No. You don't fight. We fight together. And Jesus, let me say, God is so good. He hears us. Somebody asked me that God didn't hear him. Yes, God heard you every time you pray. God hears you. Every time you pray, God hears. He is never, ever going to let you go without him hearing you and answering your prayer. He might not answer right away. It's not that he's saying no. It may be just delayed in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Mother Betty Buchanan this mother, all the mothers. Mother Betty Buchanan, we're praying for you. Good to see you, Mother. You give me strength every time I see you. Mother Sumlin was in. Good to see you too, Mother Sumlin. Oh, y'all always looking so nice. Mother Nora Burgess, we're praying for you. Mother, of course, Mother Clark, we're praying for you. Mother Goodman, we're praying for you. Mother Hattie Wynn, we're lifting you up in the name of Jesus. Total healing upon all these mothers that are on this list. Jamita Smith, Sister Izzy, and Mother Peterson, Carol Carson, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would heal, that you would send angels their way right now in the name of Jesus, asking God to pour blood upon the doorposts. Ah, cover them underneath the precious blood. Marion Payne, my God, in the name of Jesus. And I believe that God has heard us when we pray special prayers for our mothers. God hears us. God knows what to do. I don't know everything that's going on, but I know that God is faithful. And I know that God is there, and I know that God will not leave us without an answer. The answer will come in the mighty name of Jesus. Minister Deandra, we're still praying for you. Markia, we're still praying. Joseph and Rose, we're still praying in the name of Jesus. God's hand will be upon you. And Sister Brendan, Rosie, and Mercedes, God will be with you in the name of Jesus. Courtney, oh, God, be with your precious little babies. Be with them. Hallelujah. Rochelle and Michelle, be with them. Tamika, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Burgess was on this last list that I had, but I saw her walking around shouting and rejoicing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Do what you're going to do, Lord. I trust God. I trust God and I believe God. I believe God can do all things but fail. I just put my trust out there in God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is going to do in the Body of Christ Assembly with all our co-laborers across the land. You're going to be blessed and blessed and more blessed. And you're highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say thank you. And I say we appreciate you. We appreciate you. Oh, we appreciate you in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. My reading today is coming from Romans 12. The Romans, the 12th chapter. And it tells us how to behave. Moving from a theological to the practical, Paul gives guidelines for living as a redeemed people in a fallen world. My God, I'm gonna cut it short. Go to chapter 12, but verse 6, it says, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, then speak with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, then you teach well. If your gift is to encourage, then you be encouraging. If your gift is given generously, then you do that. If God has given you the leadership ability, take on the responsibility seriously. If you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard to serve. Work hard to serve the Lord enthusiastically. What a long word. Rejoice in your confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. My God, keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who preserve you, who prosecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weak with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Don't be too highly, but don't make yourself highly above everyone else. You're just a servant of God. Okay, verse 17, never pay evil back for evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can and live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never pay revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. And just love on your people of God. Love on them. Don't worry about getting nobody back. Serve them the best that you can. Those who serve, keep serving well. Keep serving well those who serve in the mighty name of Jesus. Now let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all those that are on this prayer list. We thank you for all those mothers. We thank you for our leaders, Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenore. We thank you for our anniversary time together. We thank you for the people who attended. It was standing room only. We thank you. We thank you for all those who pressed their way out. Just put a special blessing upon them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all the prayers all week long. We thank you. We say, Lord, we bless your holy name. We don't want to ever forget how much you have done for us. We don't ever want to forget how you went to the cross for us. We don't ever want to forget that you were obedient unto death. We don't ever want to forget it. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your love that you poured out on us over the weekend. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your steadfast love. We thank you right now. We thank you have you have brought us all the way through every storm, every trial, every test. My God, in the name of Jesus. We draw strength. From our past experiences, we know that you have done it before, and we know that you will do it again, God. Oh, you're not slack concerning your promises in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Your hand is not short that you cannot save, nor is your ear heavy that you cannot hear. And God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every test, every trial, every battle. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we believe in you, God. Whose report shall we believe? We believe the report of the Lord. We believe it. We believe it. We stand in victory today in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap today. We stand in there. We hold up our brothers and our sisters who may be just a little weak today in the mighty name of Jesus. We strengthen them today. We encourage the people today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Encouragement is coming right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for strength right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the victory, because the victory is won in Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for the triumphant victory right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we're going to fight. And we're going to fight a little bit harder, my God, for our brothers and our sisters. We cancel every assignment the devil wants to throw at our sister, Mother Clark, and Mother Goodman right now in the name of Jesus. The enemy is defeated. My God, the enemy is underneath our feet right now, and that we trample upon the devil right now in the name of Jesus. We won't have it. We don't take it. We don't receive it right now in the name of Jesus. We know the victory is ours in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, I'm calling for all the soldiers to lift up their hands and pray. My God, in the name of, we intercede right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We intercede right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, it's a fight. It's going to be a real fight when you mess with any mother in this body of Christ right now in the name of. You should know better than to do that. But, Lord, we cancel that assignment right now of the devil. We chop his head off right now in the name of Jesus. Victory is won. Victory is won in Jesus. God, we ask that total healing be upon the people right now. Stir them up, Lord, and raise them up in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, for the victory has already been won. The healing has already been sent forth in the name. The angels have already been dispersed right now in the name of Jesus. The angels are camping about their home right now in the name of Jesus, sitting at the bedside right now in the name of Jesus. We believe God. We believe God. We have never seen him fail. So why should we believe anything else? We believe God, and our faith is in God. Our faith and trust is in God. And we say thank you for the victory right now. Victory is already been won. It's already been done. Hallelujah. We rejoice in it right now in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God. We believe you, God. We believe you, God. We believe you, God. We trust in you, God. We don't know nothing else to do but trust and believe in you, God. We've never seen you fail. Oh, go do what you do, Lord. Oh, do it, Jesus, do it. Lord, Lord, do it. Touch every baby, Lord. Touch every baby that's going to school this morning. Touch them at the school, at the bus stop. Touch every bus driver right now in the name of Jesus. Have all the little ones be safe. Have all the little ones be safe in the name of Jesus. All those that are in the hospitals, be healed today. Be healed. All those that are sick and shut in, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory, Lord. We thank you for doing it. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate you taking your time out just to listen to us, taking your time out just to be with us once more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory is won in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for those who serve and they're serving well. Thank you for those who prophesy. Thank you for those who speak well. Thank you for those who intercede for others. Thank you for those who look out for others. Thank you for those who go to the hospitals and the nursing homes. Thank you. Thank you for all the service of the body of Christ. Thank you for serving. Thank you for being in your place. Thank you for loving your brothers. Thank you for loving your enemies. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, God. Oh, Jesus, glory be to your name. I see you, God. I see you. I see your hand, God. I see your hand. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. So grateful. So grateful. So grateful. So grateful. I appreciate it. I appreciate the word every day. I appreciate that daily bread every day, Lord. Oh, it's strengthening my faith every day. I appreciate it. I appreciate it every day, that daily bread. I thank you. I thank you for the man of God. I thank you for him persevering. I thank you for him pressing on. Hallelujah. Greater things than these. So you, hey, he not finished. He not done. Hallelujah. I see some more stuff coming out of him. Thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Just want to say thank you. Appreciate you, people of God. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Lenore. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Ain't no ordinary one. There's no ordinary father. The God of sin is greater than being ordinary. So I'm going to give them all I have in this world. Come on, help me say it.
This ain't no ordinary.
This ain't no ordinary.
This ain't no ordinary.
This ain't no ordinary worship. Hallelujah. It's no ordinary song. Hallelujah. I'm going to give them all I have in this moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that song. We praise God for you, Pastor Buckner, praying for each and every individual, all of our mothers. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Mildred. Thank you, Minister Andre, for going forth. Hallelujah. We glorify God. We worship him on this morning. He has been amazing. God is amazing. I know after 35 years, hallelujah, if we don't have a testimony, if we don't have nothing good to say about God, hallelujah, shame on us. But I give God praise for every facet of my life, of my journey with him. We glorify God, hallelujah. He is holy and wonderful, and he is kind, and we bless his holy name. This ain't no ordinary worship, because he's been good to me. God has been extraordinary to me, so I don't have an ordinary worship, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I don't have an ordinary praise, hallelujah. He's been too good. He's been too good to me to give him just the old regular praise, an old regular worship, an old regular hand lift, an old regular shout out. Hallelujah. He's been too good, and I give God glory. Hallelujah. We worship him. He's wonderful. He's kind. He's glorious. Hallelujah. You can worship the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
If he's been extraordinary.
Yes,
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Glory
yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
we worship
Jesus.
You, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for bringing us to this point,
Jesus,
God.
Lord,
hallelujah. In our
Jesus.
Life, we glorify you, God.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
Thank
Lord,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
My King Jesus.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, God. Yes. No ordinary, he ain't an ordinary God. He's extraordinary. Hallelujah. We can cast our care on him because he cares for us. How many of you know that our God cares for us? Whatever we concerned about, God is concerned about. Whatever is on our heart, it's on his heart. Whatever situation, it doesn't matter. It can be your kids. It can be your grandkids. It can be your great-grandkids. It could be finances. It could be a job. It could be doors opening. It could be your boss. God is concerned about whatever you're concerned about. Don't get it twisted. God is always right there in the midst of the storm. You may not see him. You may not feel him, but God is always there. He's orchestrating the storm, and all you got to do is navigate with God through it. Hallelujah. Take his hand and let him navigate you through whatever storm you're going through, because he is not ordinary. Hallelujah. All you got to do is call on the living God. Call on his name. Call on his son, Jesus Christ, and he will walk you through every storm that you're going through, every situation that you're going through. If you need saving grace, hallelujah, all you got to do is say, Jesus, save me now. Turn from your wicked ways and follow him, and he will lead you. He will direct you. He will help you. He will minister to you, hallelujah, and walk you through whatever you're going through. Let God be your strength. Don't stand on your own on your own strength. Let God be your strength. Let him be your turning point. Let him be the person that you confide in. You know, a lot of us confide in our friends. We confide in our loved ones. But if you confide in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that is the one that will lead you correctly. He will lead you down the right path. He will tell you the right
step. He will open doors that no man can open, and he will close doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. Because he is right there. He's not ordinary. Hallelujah. God is extraordinary. Hallelujah. And so let's worship the Lord in that vein. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you for being extraordinary. We thank you, God, for this is not an ordinary worship, God. God, we thank you that we're not just giving you regular. We're not just giving you the routine, God. But, God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that your people, God, will give you fresh praise, God, new praise daily, God. And early will they seek you, God. We thank you, God, for coming on this prayer line, God, letting your presence be felt, letting your presence be heard, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for your saving grace, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, because you do extraordinary. You do different things, and we glorify your name, God. God, we thank you and we praise you just for your goodness and your mercy and your love, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, just for your leading and your guiding, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that as you lead us through the storms, God, God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, for salvation for someone on this line, God. I say her saving grace, our saving grace, God. God, we can look to the cross, God. We can look to the blood of Jesus Christ. God, we can look through the death that you bore on that cross, God, that horrible death, God. And, God, we thank you that it was extraordinary, God. Hallelujah. It was not ordinary. And we praise your name, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for your love and your kindness and your mercy, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. For leading us through the path. Hallelujah. For leading us. Hallelujah. Through temptation, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you honor and praise, God. Use this prayer line for your glory, God. Use this prayer line, God, that you can speak to us. Use this prayer line, God, as a healing tool, God. Use this prayer line, God, as a refuge for our souls, God. Use this prayer line, God, hallelujah, that we can turn to it, God, when we need strength, when we need a word, God. God, use this prayer line as a tool in your quiver, God. God, and we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for each and every individual that made their way to this line on this morning, God, even those that couldn't stay with us the entire time, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you're doing a fresh work in their lives, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your love and your kindness would overshadow them and overtake them, God. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's worship together. Worship the Lord together because he is not ordinary.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, yes. Now our bishop wants to have a word with us. Hallelujah.
Good morning, people of God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the powerful prayer this morning. What a blessing. I want to thank God for all of you this morning. I want to say thank you to all of those that participated over the weekend for the anniversary, those that gave, those that showed up, and more importantly, those of you that carry on this ministry day after day after day after day after day. That's how you get to 35 years, day after day after day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month, and we don't stop. And we don't stop. I want to give you that word. And we don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. We keep going. What are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to keep going. We're going to keep on lifting up the mothers. We're going to keep on praying for one another. We're going to keep on quoting the word of God, quoting those scriptures, encouraging ourselves, encouraging one another, holding to our faith, standing on the word of God. We're going to keep on doing it. The Apostle Paul exhorts his son in the gospel, Timothy, to be instant in season and out of season. And that is when you see fruit and when you don't see fruit. When it looks like you're having success, and it when it looks like you're not having success. When it looks like, as Pastor Buckner was praying this morning, God hears your prayer, and when it seems like he doesn't hear your prayer, you don't stop. You keep going. You keep standing. You keep defending. You keep praising and worshiping God. And I just want to give you that encouragement. In addition to that, I want to say something special to all of our regular attendees, and that is here on this prayer line with our daily bread and even with our first Sunday gatherings. And there's even a few of you that are committed to our evening sacrifice. You never miss the evening sacrifice. You never miss the Wednesday night Bible study. You never miss a Sunday morning. You never miss anything. You've done your best to stay connected as you can. There is a reward for you. The Lord sees your labor of love. The Lord sees your faithfulness. The Lord sees your commitment to the things we call holy. God is not slack concerning his promise. God is keeping the books. The Bible says, what's right, the Lord will pay. I was very grateful to see about 40 or 50 extra people in the service Sunday. We were over 100 people in the room Sunday, to God be the glory, where our number is normally between 50 and 60. Normally 50 and 60. But this Sunday we had an extra 50 people in the room. And that is because Pastor Lenora called 150 people, called and texted 150 people, emailed. She called them 2 and 3 times, texted them 5 times, spent the whole day just making phone calls, trying to make our anniversary something, trying to make it special. And here she's calling and reaching out to people that we don't even know if they're still a part of our ministry, because they haven't given, they haven't come, they haven't showed up, they haven't said anything, and some of them were there Sunday. And we don't even know if they're connected. We don't even know what their feelings are about this ministry. And that is what we're called to do, serve people. They're God's people. They're the Lord's sheep. Whether they're your members or not, we just serve them. And some of the people that she texted and called were offended that they were called, as to say, we're not a part of the ministry no more. Well, we don't know. We don't know. Because you didn't even say goodbye. You didn't send a letter. You didn't make a phone call. No one let us know. You just disappeared. Well, we have been working overtime, double time. And as Pastor Buckner said Sunday, we're doing twice as much now in this new model than we've done in the prior model. Every day, ministering, reaching out in our prayer call, in our daily bread, in our evening sacrifice, for just doing everything that we can do. And I am blessed, and I was blessed this Sunday by seeing different ones. At the same time, I was telling Pastor Lenore, I think we're bringing that part of our efforts to an end, where we're reaching out to people that don't want to be a part of the ministry. We're not begging anyone to be a part of the ministry. Now, I'm not talking about serving God. The Apostle Paul said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I beg you to present your body a living sacrifice. And as a good pastor will take care of the weak sheep, the sheep that have fallen by the wayside. A good pastor will reach back and go get them. But I'm talking about constantly begging and reaching out towards people that don't want to be a part of this ministry for whatever reason. Maybe the Lord has moved them on. And I want you all to know how much I appreciate you. We don't get up and call you to say, make sure you're on the prayer line. Nobody reminds you. It's something that you have committed to. It's something that you love. This is your ministry. This is your ministry. This is your prayer service. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say I see you, and God sees you, and he will reward you for your faithfulness. Yes, we are a family. This ministry is not Body of Christ Assembly. This is our prayer ministry. It is a vision from me, Eric Clark Ministries, and this is not simply limited to a church. Our ministry is bigger than a church. We're touching people anywhere we can, and I encourage you all to do that. Our objective is not to invite people to our church. That's not our goal. Join our ministry, our specific local, that's not our goal. It's to give your life to Jesus Christ. We want to connect people to God. And I want to thank God for you and your faithfulness. And also, I just want to say thank you to Pastor Lenora for going above and beyond what I've asked her to do, making all those. So if you say, oh, it was a lot of people, that's because Pastor Lenora reached out and called and called and called and called and called and text and text and text and text. And at this time, I'm telling Pastor Nora to go through that whole big membership list you got and let's purge the list. If you haven't seen the people support in a year's time, if they haven't been online, if they haven't showed up in any capacity, let's remove them from our list because I don't think they want to be a part of the ministry, and we're not going to keep on begging them, begging them, begging them, and then they show up once a year, and we make a big party for them. God bless them. We love them, and we're going to keep on praying for them. But we are right here. We haven't gone anywhere, and we have been very clear in communicating what we're doing, how we're doing it, where we're doing it, why we're doing it. We've been crystal clear. We cannot be more clear. And so I want to say thank you, Pastor Lenora, for all that you've been doing. But, sweetheart, you ain't got to call all them numbers no more. Don't worry about that. Take some of them numbers off the list, and let's serve those that want to be served by this ministry. Thank you, each and every one of you. We love you so much, and thank you for allowing us to serve you, for being in your place. All right, many blessings. Here's Pastor Lenora to wrap us up for today.
Amen, people of God. Let's all say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right, people of God. Bishop Clark is about to be live on YouTube. You can go there and join him if you have time. Make sure you comment. Make sure you comment. All right. Many blessings. God bless you until tomorrow. Peace to the family.
Peace to the pastor. I love you, Pastor Lenora. You're the greatest.
Yeah.
Praise God. Blessings on y'all. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Watch your step there. I think I got something. I'm going to be the last thing.
I'm asking those that are still on, we have to cover for Mother Clark. Remember, she was a prayer lead. So we're going to cover for her. If you have any dates or times, let me know.
Oh, I never...